This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
As you may have heard in our PM program yesterday, a pioneer in the shale oil industry died in a car wreck in Oklahoma City yesterday. Aubrey McClendon, the co-founder and former CEO of Chesapeake Energy, was 56. The police say no seatbelt, high rate of speed, no one else in the vehicle. The investigation could take weeks. Prior to this development, there's been news of McClendon's indictment by a federal grand jury on charges he rigged oil leases. Those charges, notably, had named McClendon, not his former company. Marketplace's sustainability reporter Andy Euler has been looking into what's next.
The indictment of McClendon itself concludes by saying, quote, "This is the first case resulting from an ongoing federal antitrust investigation into price fixing and bid rigging in the oil and gas industry. But Chesapeake was cooperating with the McClendon investigation and received immunity. With McClendon dead, you gotta wonder what the Justice Department will be asking Chesapeake to reveal now, if anything. One development in the case, though, is that according to several news outlets, the other company involved in the alleged bid rigging appears to be Oklahoma-based Sandridge. Tom Ward was one of the co-founders of Chesapeake along with McClendon. He was the Sandridge CEO at the time of the allegations. They go way back. Chesapeake doesn't have to talk, but Sandridge still has yet to comment.
And this isn't the first time Chesapeake's been touched by a price rigging scandal.
That's right. A Reuters investigation revealed that in 2012, Chesapeake had discussions with another energy company, this time a rival in Canada, about how to suppress land lease prices in Michigan. As a result, Chesapeake agreed to pay landowners with leases $25 million last year.
And the late Aubrey McClendon is being honored in his hometown today.
Yeah, that's right. Just take a look at the Oklahoma City newspaper. The front page of the Oklahoman is pretty much all McClendon. They praise him as an innovator, philanthropist. But a lot of the folks in Oklahoma are going to remember him for bringing an NBA franchise to town, the Oklahoma City Thunder.
Marketplace's Andy Euler.